This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran is denying that one of its surface-to-air missiles took down a Ukrainian airliner, killing all 176 people on board. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, though, the United States and other nations are blaming Tehran for downing that jetliner.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest-level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusion. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies any missiles hit the plane. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials say the United States military tried but failed to take out another senior Iranian commander on the same day that an American airstrike killed the Revolutionary Guard's top general. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The officials say a military airstrike targeted Abdulreza Shalahi. He's a high-ranking commander in the Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force. The officials say Shalahi was on approved military targeting lists along with General Qasem Soleimani. That's an indication the strikes were a deliberate effort to cripple the leadership of the Quds Force, which the U.S. has designated as a terror organization. The State Department says Shalahi has what it describes as a long history of targeting Americans and U.S. allies around the world. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week. Washington threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist activities. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said at a White House news conference the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
We are taking action against 8 senior Iranian officials who advanced the regime's destabilizing activity and were involved in Tuesday's ballistic missile strike.
The Trump administration believes the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear agreement, downsize its missile development program, and end its support of militias in the Middle East. Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast eased Saturday after a tough night for firefighters. Authorities said they expect to have at least a week of milder weather where they can improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning. A strong southerly wind change on Friday night whipped a number of fires up to the emergency warning level, but by Saturday morning, cooler temperatures and rainfall had eased conditions. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the milder weather will give firefighters a chance to gain an advantage over the fires.
So it gives a great reprieve for our wonderful firefighters and emergency services personnel to really double down and try and get control of some of these fires, firefronts which have increased activity overnight, but now which have subdued with the milder weather conditions.
Since October, 27 people have been killed and thousands subjected to repeat evacuations as huge and unpredictable fires have scorched more than 10.3 million hectares of land. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will take steps next week to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the U.S. Senate. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment trial could start next week. He's anxious to get started.
It's been a long way, and I'm glad it's over.
The president was impeached in the House 3 weeks ago. Pelosi has been in a standoff with McConnell over how the trial would be handled. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says impeachment was based on assumptions and no direct evidence.
It is not the job of the Senate to try to fix the completely faulty and flawed process that the House Democrats conducted over here.
But Washington Democrat Adam Smith says Pelosi is doing this the right way.
Put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not being fair.
McConnell wants a speedy trial without new witnesses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.